The X-Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
It will be forever. Or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be...
Welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and we're coming to you from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. No, it may sound like we're at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, but we're still in Hamilton. We're listening to the enchanting voice of Gary Nassif, who's my guest this hour. He's got a brand new CD that is out. It's entitled Romance with Heart and Flowers. And some of the reviews that Gary is getting on this spectacular CD is Gary's vocal expression transcends recording technology and imprints directly on the listener's heart. And that is so true. And that's from Jan Goolsby. He's an engineer at Cedar Grove Studios in Washington State. Another one is from Steve Haberman, who's the musical director. Gary is an original, as Al Jolson, Judy Garland, and Danny Thomas were before him. Gary is truly a master of entertainment. And you know what? I concur with that 100%. Is Mafalda, who's a piano virtuoso at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, says, Gary, my MGM Grand singing sensation. Joining me now from beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada is Gary Nassif. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hi, I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gary, and I must tell you, I love your new CD.
Thank you. It's so nice for you to call me back to have me on the show again.
Well, you know, Gary, the last time you and I were together, we talked about your good friend Doris Day, and, you know, I told you that she was the first lady I ever had a crush on.
I remember. Yeah, so, I remember you said that.
So when I heard that you had come out with a CD, how could I not bring you back on the show and let the listeners around the world hear your singing? Man, this is in the true, it's, you know, like, you sound a little bit like Frankie Blue Eyes in there, Frank Sinatra.
Wow. Well, I've got a surprise for you, Rob.
Oh?
Do you know who's listening to you right now, and you loved her in the movies? Her name is Rhonda Fleming. Wow. Rhonda is a dear friend of mine, and you remember her from all of her beautiful movies. And I called her up this week, and she said, I'll be listening.
Wow.
And just before you called, I was listening to her CD, And what a beautiful voice to match the beautiful lady that she is.
Well, Gary, please, Rhonda Fleming, hi there. I'm so thrilled that you're listening to us here on the X-Zone. Thank you, Rhonda, for joining us. And Gary, thank you very much for turning Rhonda onto our show. And we've got to take a commercial break, Gary.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is I'd like to extra this segment and let the listeners listen to more of your music. In fact, we're playing the, track number 11 from your CD, and which is called When I Fall in Love. XO Nation, Gary Nassif is my very special guest this hour. www.garytanisnassif.com. And we'll be back on the other side of this commercial break. Sit back, listen, and truly enjoy.
When I give my heart to you, you maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll win, and maybe I'll lose, and maybe I'm in for crying the blues, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow.
XO Nation, you're listening to Cuts This Hour from a brand new CD that is out, and we're so happy that Gary Nassif is with us. He's the golden voice that you're listening to on the CD. It's entitled Romance with Heart and Flowers. And if you'd like more information, his website is www.garytanisnassif.com. That's Gary Tanis Nassif. .com. And before we went to the commercial break, Gary and I were talking about a true legend. We were talking about Rhonda Fleming, and Rhonda appeared in over 40 pictures, XO Nation, starting with top featured roles in Spellbound, which was directed by Alfred Hitchcock, RKO's Out of the Past and The Spiral Staircase, and leading into starring roles in such great classics, XO Nation, as Connecticut Yankee. Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, Gunfight at the OK Corral, Home Before Dark, Pony Express, Slightly Scarlet, While the City Sleeps, and The Big Circus. Now, among some of her co-stars, legendary Gregory Peck, Robert Mitchum, Kirk Douglas, Charlton Heston, Glenn Ford, Burt Lancaster, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Rock Hudson, and yes, even ex-president Ronald Reagan, with whom, XO Nation, she made 4 films. Gary Tanis is our special guest tonight. We're talking about his new CD entitled Romance with Heart and Flowers. Gary, as always, great having you here in the X-Zone. We're playing with a number 3 cut from your CD entitled Nevertheless. And I believe that this is your favorite song.
Well, it's one of them. There's another one that I dedicate on my monologue, which you don't have, but it will be available to the public in a couple of months, and it is dedicated to Rhonda Fleming, and it's the song. The song is number 2 cut that you have.
Well, we're certainly going to play that later.
That's beautiful,
on.
And she loves that song.
Wow. Yeah, Gary,
yeah, can I interject one thing?
Yeah, sure.
The title of my new CD is Sing Romance Man Sing.
Oh, all right, because I'm looking at the cover
okay.
here. And,
that's all right.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay.
Hey, listen, yeah. Gary, tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you got to be involved with some of the greatest legends in not only in the film industry, but in the music industry as well.
Yes, sir. Whatever you want. Do you want to ask me a question, or shall I just...
Tell us a little bit. Let the listeners know who Gary Nassif is.
Okay. I met Danny Thomas through St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, mm-hmm. and he found out that I was a sculptor, and he and the hospital asked if I would create a bronze which would be hope-filled for the children of the hospital. And I said, I would be so proud to do that for you. And I prayed about it for a long, long time, and I won't make this a long story, but it was created in less than 48 hours.
Wow.
And it is on my website, and you'll see it. There are three children from three races. And Danny said at the dedication in Memphis, he said, I want Gary's bronze sculpture to be the only sculpture in my personal heritage building across the drive from the hospital.
My goodness. How did that make you feel, Gary?
Oh, extremely elated. When most of my life I felt so small because I was a stutterer, a very, very severe stutterer, and I couldn't communicate. So I learned art and yes. I learned music. I wasn't very good at music, but...
Hold on here, Gary. I just listened last night to your CD. I listened to your CD again. I just played tracks from your CD. How in the name of heaven can you say you're not good at music?
Well, that's the way I was before all of my mentors got a hold of me. And they said, Gary, you've got this, you've got that. Mm-hmm. And Cesar Romero was one of them. He used to come in with his lady friends to the fabulous nightclubs that I used to perform in Beverly Hills and sit for hours and hours. And Sybil Brand and Grace Robbins, a lot of wonder, and my dear, dear Esther Williams.
My goodness.
She came in with the Thalians, and she said to me after I sang to her, she said, Gary, I love your voice. And she gave me credibility with that statement, and I always thought mm-hmm. that I was just a terrible, terrible singer because my voice was so ugly because of the stuttering. But now, because of all my mentors and my work to get better, now I've changed my attitude.
Gary, just listen to this for a second, okay?
Yes, sir.
But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I'll win, and maybe I'll lose.
I got to tell you something, Gary. Whatever they did, if you did not have the gift, and I believe that you did prior to their mentoring, man, you know, you've got the gift, my friend. You have the golden cords.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Vincent Falcone called me up one day, and he said, Gary, I want you to know the biggest thing you've got going for yourself is your heart.
Yeah.
He said, you can hear your heart through your voice. And he said, that's the biggest thing you've got going for yourself. I said, wow, coming from you, Vincent, that's a dream statement. Thank you so much. He's my friend, and he's my maestro. And when we were recording one song in the studio, we did it in one take, and he said, oh, that's fine, we'll keep that. So I said, no, Vincent, I can do it better. And he said, how can you do it better? And I said, I can. So we did it a second time, mm-hmm. and he said, Gary, I want to apologize to you. You did do it better. And so I knew in my heart how far I can go, and I did do it better.
Tell me, Gary, what great musicians have you worked with, and who do you attribute to actually finding you?
Well, I started working with Leo Cordemilia and his band in Cedar Rapids when I was a teacher, mm-hmm. and I sang at the hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel, and that was a great learning ground. But I was discovered by Al Viola, who was with Frank Sinatra for 30 years as his guitarist. And he did 11 shows with me in Los Angeles. Monty Oliver, who worked with Peggy Lee, mm-hmm. and he taught me to phrase with my heart and to just take my time. Paige Cavanaugh, you remember him?
Sure do.
From the Doris Day movies. Yeah. Paige and I have worked together, and in fact, he's just one of the best. And, of course, Vinnie Falcone mm-hmm. and Joe Harnell. Joe Harnell made famous the song Fly Me to the Moon. Do you remember that song?
I sure do. Frank, one of the big hits for old Blue Eyes himself, yeah.
They all were so wonderful to me.
Well, I've got to tell you something, Gary. I believe that fate and greatness come to those who believe, who have a heart of gold, and who want to make other people happy and to help people. And after knowing you for the amount of time I had, I believe that you fit that total criteria.
God bless you. Rob, I want to make a statement, and it's very strong, and it will sound like I'm being egocentric, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. I really want to be famous, and I'll tell you why. I want to help those who can't help themselves, especially children who just have no one. I want to be their leader and sing to them and make them happy and help guide them along, because I was a teacher for a long, long time.
Right.
And it feels good to help children. It really does.
You know, Gary, you know a little secret in life that a lot of people know, but they like to put on the back burner, that the children of today are the leaders of tomorrow. And if we teach by example, and if we show love, if we show kindness, if we show compassion, if we show righteousness, these are things that we're teaching the children of tomorrow who are going to be leaders, and they will learn and live by our examples.
Oh, my. You're so true. So right. I appreciate your words more than I can tell you.
Well, I thank you for that, buddy. In fact, you know, I was talking to my youngest daughter today, who told us that her and her husband were going to have their first little one. And, of course, being a proud grandparent,
oh,
I said, "Sweetheart, I'm so happy for you." And she said, "You know, Dad, I had the best teacher in the world on how to love someone." I said, "Really, sweetheart?" She said, "Yes, you."
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's what you get back.
That's true.
What you get back, Rob.
Gary, if you
gave heart. Can I just say one word?
Please, go right ahead.
One night I was singing in a beautiful restaurant in Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. and they got me up to sing, and I noticed just before they called me up, Donna Reed with her husband
oh,
and
my goodness.
Another couple were there, and I thought, oh, I don't want to sing in front of her. She's an Oscar winner. She's this, she's that. And she applauded into the air.
Wow.
And when I saw that, I said, oh, she wants me to sing. So I did, and I sang It's Magic.
You're listening to the X-Zone Radio Show, live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network.
X
X-Zone Broadcast Network,
UK High Definition Radio,
Euro High Definition Radio,
and Star Cable. Our toll-free telephone number worldwide is 1-800-610-7035.
Our email address, xzone@xzoneradiotv.com.
On MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com.
And our website,
www.xzoneradiotv.com.
I hear music when I look at you, a beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play, I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lonely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Oh, must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing?
Hey, see, XO Nation, that's what I call music. You know, you get right into it.
Thank you.
Gary, God, you finally found your calling, my friend. Not that you hadn't found your calling as a great artist, but man, your music touches the very soul.
Wow. Thank you so much. Well, God had a lot to do with it, Rob. I couldn't do anything without him. I just couldn't. But I want to tell you a funny story about Rhonda.
Yes, please.
And Rhonda laughed the loudest when I told her. But I was sitting at this this friend's bar in his beautiful restaurant, and I'm talking to a gentleman, and I told him about my book.
Right.
My book is called Stop Crying and Listen to the Music.
Yeah, I remember.
And so I was telling him how much I enjoyed Rhonda as a movie star when I was in the Palace Theater, and I went on and on and on, and he said, Gary, let me ask you a question. Did you write about Rhonda Fleming in your book? And I said, no. He said, shame on you. And I said, you're right. But I'll tell you something. Rhonda is one of the dearest friends I've ever had, a very godly relationship, and I treasure her. Oh, by the way, she has a CD. Maybe she doesn't want me to tell you, but it is beautiful. I was listening to it before you called.
Well, why don't you send me some files, and we'll see if we can get Rhonda to come on the show to talk about her CD.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Hey,
I would love it.
Extend the invitation for me, would you, Gary?
I will. I'll be talking to her.
Gary, how has music changed your life?
Oh, it's made me free. It's made me free. I was always practicing in my mind what I would say next to someone because I was so afraid that I would stutter and embarrass myself. And, going after girls, pretty girls, for dates was very difficult for me because I didn't want to stutter and embarrass myself. So when I went to dances, I went and asked a girl to dance.
Yes.
And I sang to her in her ear while I was dancing.
Ooh, you devil, you.
So that helped me to get over a hump and to enjoy dating pretty ladies.
So there you go, a dating tip, X-Zone Nation, from Gary Tanis-Nassif. Sing to them in their ears while you're dancing. Did it work?
Yes.
You animal, you.
Every time, yeah.
Hey, listen, I understand that you learned a few lessons from John Wayne.
Oh, yes, you remember.
Yes.
Oh, John Wayne. I went to a testimonial dinner at the Massacres Club in Hollywood. I was invited, and it was a very small gathering, about 150 people, and it was... George was the main event, and they had all these big stars there. But John Wayne really was the most powerful, and he got up to speak, and he told George, he said, "You know, George, the only time I see my movies are at 3 o'clock in the morning," and George laughed his head off, and. John Wayne said, he said, "What are you laughing about?" He said, "That's when they show yours, too." And John Wayne started to cry when he talked about the good old days just aren't here anymore.
That's true.
With the movies. They're not making movies like they used to, are they, George? That's what he said. And George said, "No, they're not."
I remember from our first conversation that we had, Gary, going back to October of 2009, that yes. One of the very first jobs that you had was as a scenic artist, and I believe you worked at CBS and NBC. How have things changed? You know, a lot of it's done now by computer graphics or CGI. I, like you, miss the old days, the olden movies. I love watching.
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. But I worked on shows like the Dean Martin Show. It was a weekly show, and I used to see Dean Martin late at night when he'd finish his filming and walk through the scenic art department, and I was alone in the vast scenic art department, and he would be dressed up in his tuxedo, picture perfect, and he'd be swinging that club, practicing his shots.
Right.
And what a neat, handsome, wonderful singer. Wonderful. And I learned timing from him. He was magnificent with timing.
Wow. What was he like off air? Was he a nice guy?
Well, I really didn't talk to him. I was too afraid of my stuttering, and I kept my mouth closed, and that isn't fair, but it's just observing him was enough for me. Bob Hope was wonderful.
Really?
He went out of his way to say hello to me.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw him in the hallway at NBC after a show, and he wanted to know how I am, and he just stopped to talk.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful.
Excellent.
And you know,
yeah.
Rhonda has told me before, she said, "Gary, my three wonderful stars that I enjoyed were Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and Burt Lancaster, those three." And, of course, you know, that movie that she made with Bing Crosby, at the end of it, the camera does a close-up on her face, and she winks into the camera.
Right.
And as a little boy, I thought to myself, she's winking at me. And now she's my dearest friend.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It truly is. How did you meet Rhonda Fleming?
Oh, my cousin, my dear friend Bonnie. Bonnie is married to Jack Taylor of Beverly Hills. And he is, like Mr. Blackwell always says, he's the only Taylor in California that I would go to. Anyway, Jack Taylor is absolutely magnificent as a tailor. And Bonnie worked for St. Jude and Danny, and we got acquainted. And I found out that she was close to Rhonda. So when my book came out, I sent her one and Rhonda one, and she gave it to Rhonda, and Rhonda wrote the most gorgeous letter to me, And I have it on my wall with her picture.
Isn't that wonderful? Listen,
yeah.
Listen. I don't want to go too far down memory lane because I remember from talking to you that as a child there were some problems and if you know, like, there are so many kids out there today that are in abusive situations and they don't know what to do, and I know that you had to deal with your dad's abuse. And, you know, you got over the trauma of his mistreatment. What can you tell kids and adults today about, you know, mistreatment from parents and other people and what they can do?
I appreciate you asking that question because I was going to interject the answer. People have written to me after reading my book. They say, Gary, we wish we had read your book before we had children. We wouldn't have made the mistakes that we made. And I appreciate that very much. But I want you to know that I knew my dad didn't hate me,
right.
But I had to make sure of why he was treating me this way. So I did an analysis through the book, and people tell me that they are solving their own problems by reading my book. My dad didn't mean it. He didn't have the education. He had an old country mentality because he didn't have the money for education. He gave it all to me, and my education teaches me to be loving to children, to be caring, and to take my time with them and be gentle. It's so important. They're little people.
Yeah.
They need to have someone be gentle with them.
By the way, apparently Rhonda Fleming co-starred with Bing Crosby in her very first Technicolor film, which was entitled A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. That goes back to 1949.
That's the movie that I just told you about, where she winks at the end.
Right.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, please get Rhonda's films, and you'll enjoy them very, very much. They're varied, and she's always beautiful. Always.
In your opinion, Gary, who was the most mentoring person that you ever had in the many years you've had leading up to your singing career and your singing success?
You're going to love this answer. Walt Disney worked with this man for 35 years. His name was Herbert Ryman. Herbert Ryman did the schematic design for Disneyland, and he became my true, true, wonderful friend, and he insisted that I call him every week to tell him my progress. And he was in meetings about Disneyland of Tokyo, Disneyland of Paris, and on, but he had me interrupt his meeting so he could take my call. This man was absolutely magnificent to me, and when he saw my artwork, he looked at the Christ statue, which is the blow up of the face, and he said, Gary, this is your Star Wars.
Wow.
I said, wow. Yeah, Herbert Ryman.
Wow. You know what, Gary? You know what I've come to understand and learn and appreciate about people in Hollywood? They do so much behind the scenes to help so many people. For example, in her retirement, Rhonda Fleming has worked for several charities, especially in the field of cancer care, and has served on communities and committees of many related organizations. In fact, in 1991, ExoNation, Rhonda Fleming and her late husband, Ted Mann, set up the Rhonda Fleming Mann Clinic for Women's Comprehensive Care at the UCLA Medical Center.
Yes, I've been there.
Wow. You know, they do so much for people on the screen off the screen.
But, you know, Rhonda is so quiet about her goodness to the unfortunate, and that makes me see such a saintly, wonderful human being that she is.
You and I have to take a commercial break. Gary, please stand by. We'll be right back. X-Zone Nation, Gary Tanis Nassif is our special guest. And he's got a brand new CD out. It's entitled Sing Romance Man, Sing Romance with Heart and Flowers. His website is www.garytanisnassif.com. And just a little bit of promo here for the Body Soul Spirit Expo being held February the 17, 18, and 19 at the International Center in Mississauga, Ontario. That's located at 6900 Airport Road. I'm going to be the master of ceremonies for the event. We're also going to have a X-Zone Radio TV show booth there. We're going to have the X Chronicles newspaper there, Realmar McConnell Media Company. Drop by, join us. And if you'd like to get some information on how you can become an exhibitor at this very popular and busy exhibition, www.bodysoulspiritexpo.com. Let's listen to more of Gary here in the X-Zone. Don't go away.
When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell my... The night is like a lovely tune. Beware, my foolish heart. How white the ever-constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start for this time.
X-O Nation, our special guest this hour is Gary Tanis Nassif. He's the voice, the golden threaded voice behind a brand new CD that's going to be coming out in October, entitled Sing Romance Man, Sing Romance with Heart and Flowers. And to get a copy of your CD, what we're going to be doing is asking you to keep checking Gary's website at garytanisnassif.com, GARYTANNUSNASSIF.com for release dates, and how you can get buy a copy of this very... I'm telling you guys, this is what real music was like. It wasn't like boom, ba-dee, boom, ba-dee, boom, ba-dee, boom, ba-dee, boom, you know, and people didn't wear pants halfway down to their ankles. They didn't wear their hats backwards. It was a time when you expressed your love in a song. And that's exactly what Gary does with his new CD entitled Sing Romance Man, Sing. Gary, it's been great having you here with us in the X-Zone. Thank you very much for sharing your songs, your music, your heart, your love, your life with the members of the X-Zone Nation. What message would you like to leave them with tonight, Gary?
Well, thank you for asking that question. I want to tell you, Rob, that a 75-year-old man wrote to me and he said, Gary, do you think it's too late for me? And I wrote back and I said, it's never too late for any of us who still have the passion in our drive. And I want you to know that I'm working on a screenplay of my book, and it will be a major motion picture.
Well, Gary, I wish you all the success in the world, my friend. You know, I know that you, like other greats in Hollywood and Las Vegas, are doing a lot behind the scenes to make a difference in this world. And that's what it's all about. People, being with people, working with people, and helping people. After all, we're all connected in this great big world of ours.
I know.
Gary, what's...
Well, I'll tell you, this has been a gift to be on your show. A big gift to me.
All right, Gary.
So much. And thank all of the listeners throughout the world. I appreciate you, and I wish that I could be there to shake your hand, because each one of you is a star unto himself.
Gary, take care of yourself, my good friend. I look forward to the next time you and I meet here in the X Zone. Please give my very best to Rhonda Fleming and, of course, to my first true love, Miss Doris Day.
I will. Thank you.
Take care, Gary.
You too, Rob.
Bye-bye. Now, X Zone Nation, my guest this hour has been Gary Nassif. He's got a brand new CD that's coming out, and you'll be able to get more information on where you can get a copy, how you can get a copy, on his website in October. His website is GaryTanisNassif.com, and the name of his CD is Sing Romance Man, Sing Romance with Heart and Flowers. Well, that's it for tonight, everyone. Another 4 hours has come and gone. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking time from your day, your night, no matter where you are on this great big world of ours, to join me here in the X Zone. So until tomorrow night, when once again we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X Zone, always keep your eyes to the sky and your heart to the light. Good night, everyone.
One last call for us.